Syrian troops have almost finished withdrawing from positions in and around Beirut, Lebanon's capital. The redeployment began late last week and is expected to be completed within the next few days. Some Lebanese believe that Syria may ease the strict control it has exercised over Lebanon for the past quarter century. Others are deeply suspicious of Syria's intentions. From Beirut, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
Syrian forces have abandoned more than a dozen bases in and around Beirut, none more important for Syria's Lebanese opponents than a position located just a few hundred yards from the hilltop presidential palace. To many here, that fortified post symbolized Syria's domination of Lebanon. Maronite Christian patriarch Nasrallah Sfer has been the most vocal opponent of Syria's military presence here. He welcomed the redeployment but said it's not enough. The redeployment is only partial. It's only a first step, he says. A complete withdrawal is what we're hoping to achieve. Demands for a Syrian troop withdrawal grew louder just over a year ago after Israel pulled its forces out of southern Lebanon, ending a 22-year occupation. Syrian troops entered Lebanon even earlier, ostensibly as peacemakers trying to halt the Lebanese civil war. But the Syrians were soon drawn into the conflict, first on the Christian side and later as allies of Lebanon's Muslims. Over the years, Syria solidified its control over the country through its army, intelligence service, and Lebanese political allies. It's an influence that stirs sharp resentment among many here, especially the Christians. Dori Shamoun, son of a former president, says the only way to ease growing tensions between the two countries is for Syrian troops to withdraw entirely from Lebanon.
So the interest of both Syria and Lebanon to normalize the relationship which exists between the two countries. Things are not normal today. We are practically under Syrian occupation, and the Syrians meddle in all our affairs.
Under the terms of the agreement that ended the Lebanese war 11 years ago, Syrian forces should have pulled out of Lebanon's main cities and towns and regrouped in the eastern part of the country by 1992. It's not yet clear whether the latest Syrian redeployment is intended to implement that provision of the accord. Political science professor Fawaz Trabulsi says he hopes the redeployment is a step in that direction, but he believes other factors were at play.
Lebanese pressure did play a role. I think that proves that despite the overall Syrian control over Lebanon, popular pressure, public opinion can influence Syrian policy.
Trabulsi also believes that Syria wants to consolidate its forces here into more defensive positions. Israel bombed a Syrian radar station this past spring in response to a cross-border attack by Lebanese guerrillas. And Israel has threatened more reprisals against Syrian positions in Lebanon in the event of further guerrilla attacks. It remains unclear whether the redeployment has resulted in an overall reduction of Syria's military presence here, estimated at about 35,000 troops. Fawaz Trabulsi says the redeployment is ultimately only symbolic. The more significant question is whether or not Syria's political and economic grip over Lebanon will be loosened.
What's important is the type of relationship between the two states, between the Syrian state and its agencies and the Lebanese people. If nothing changes here, I don't think the redeployment is of any relevance.
Lebanese government officials have strongly praised the redeployment. Lebanon's Prime Minister Rafik Hariri said it emphasized the depth of Beirut's relations with Damascus. But critics of Syria, like Dori Shamoun, are taking a wait-and-see approach.
It's a positive sign, the first sort of positive sign we've had from Syria for a long, long time. But we're still very cautious.
Shamoun says he's worried that the redeployment may only be cosmetic, an attempt by Syria to placate its critics without changing its fundamental position in Lebanon. If that's the case, he says, he and others will simply continue to protest Syria's presence here. And he says he's optimistic even more Lebanese will join in. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Beirut.